I do want to give each of the candidates 1 minute, which I will be ruthless, totally ruthless with, and the bell will sound. So really, you have time for a few epigrammatic comments and something that is be bright and be brief and be gone. So, but I do think it's important. I think this has been very productive, and I'm going to start. We're just simply going to start with Martina, and we're just going to go right across like that. 1 minute.
Okay. I think it's been an absolute exciting time for myself to be invited in here this evening to address you all. And I think we're living through a very exciting moment in history with what's happening in England as we speak. So therefore, as we look towards the European election, I would encourage each and every one of you to examine us not based on orange and green, but on the social and economic policies that we bring to the table. I was the only MEP from the North who voted against the cuts. So if you're against cuts, if you're against austerity, if you're against the way Europe has treated the pig countries and other people, and against 2,000 people leaving this island every week, then I would ask you to consider voting for Sinn Féin and voting for myself.
Thank you, Martina. Erwin.
If you're, like many of the young people in Northern Ireland today, believe that the current parties cannot find a solution, believe that peace is a long way away, then you need to think about alternatives that you haven't thought about before. You know, look at us as part of the coalition. We've created 1.4 million jobs in GB, taken 26 million people to reduce tax rates. In Northern Ireland, we, as you will, many of you may well know here, managed to solve the PMS problem. We brought the G8 to Northern Ireland. You can trust the NI Conservatives to be pro-union. You can trust them to be that way. Now, if you... 7% of the electorate in Northern Ireland, only 7%, vote for the Northern Ireland Conservatives, then we can make a difference, because that's how small a number of people in the electorate actually need to vote to make a difference. And that, I think, is something that you all need to think about.
Thanks. Alex.
Well, first of all, thank you, Brett, and thank you to everybody for interrogating us up here on the podium. 3 points. First, we have to make sure that whether it's this election or forthcoming elections, it's not informed by our worst fears and by bad arguments. And you'll hear a lot of that over the next 6 weeks. But it has to be informed by our best hopes and by good arguments. Let us be steadfastly for Europe, whatever our criticisms of it. And let's recognise that since John Hume stepped down as a Euro MP, Northern Ireland has lost authority in the European institutions. And let's, more than anything else, take the opportunity to reshape our politics locally in the councils and in Europe, and thereafter in the other elections over the next 2 years. Let's reshape our politics in the image of the values that you know are necessary in order to bring forward the best of our society.
Thanks, Alex. Ross.
We've already mentioned tonight that how this vote takes place in terms of you preference the candidates. So your vote will always count, no matter who you vote for. And I would encourage you to select your number one candidate. As Greens, we're standing on a platform of clean politics. We want to bring that to Europe. We want to bring that with us to Europe. That means we're the only party in the Assembly that publishes all our donations above £500, and we're the only party that doesn't accept corporate donations, and that's a crucial part of for you knowing that we're acting in your interest. The other things that we're standing for is the questions of sustainability. We face real issues going forward with our resources and where we're putting all our waste, and as Greens, we're the only ones that put that centre stage, and the issues of social justice and solidarity, because our politics is about ethics as well, and not just here, it's about how our policies influence the rest of the world. I would reject the whole unionism and nationalism platform. Go out and vote for who you believe has got the best policies. And you can actually go on their website that we've got, greens2014.eu, and you can find out what we've done. Just one last thing. If you continue to vote the way you've always voted, you're going to get what you've always got.
Epigrammatic. There you go. There's our first epigram. Red.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here representing Jim Nicholson. Jim is the most experienced of our MEPs, and in the state of flux that Europe is in at the moment, he has unrivaled networks in the European Parliament. He holds key positions. And I would remind you that his party, the Ulster Unionist Party, is for the Union, for Stirling, and remember the three R's: for a review, a renegotiation, and a referendum. This is a time for somebody who has proved themselves to be reliable, dependable, and has the experience and the ear of the senior officials over there, so we can have the maximum influence that is possible. And I would ask you to vote Jim Nicholson, number one.
Thank you, Reg. Anna?
Hello, and thank you for a wonderful evening. Very fair exchange of views. Alliance has a track record for working for a shared society, for working for everyone. If you vote for the Alliance, that's what you will get. You will not get orange and green old politics of division. We will work to improve community relations. We'll use the funding we can get from Europe to help us to reconcile, to look and help at our powers, to help our victims. And we want to build also, to use Europe to build a stronger local economy for us. We need to rebalance our economy. We're too dependent on public sector for jobs. We need to see more entrepreneurialism. We want to see more investment from Europe. We want to see a greener society. We can get 30,000 jobs created in Northern Ireland on renewable energy, and we will work for that.
Thank you.
Vote Alliance number one.
If we continue, I agree with Ross, if we continue to vote the way we always have, we'll get what we always did, a government that does not work. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you not to vote for yourselves in this election. You should vote for the next generation, because actually we need change and we need it now. Northern Ireland is in trouble. We are going nowhere with the government we've got. We have five parties all in government together, very together. And I can tell you, as someone who wasn't involved in politics, when you go to the canteen at Stormont, they are very friendly with each other. But in front of the cameras, to our people, they will do anything to keep us in sectarian blocks. We've got to stand together. We've got to send them a message in this election. The five-party government of Northern Ireland is not representing us. They're letting us down. We've got to stand up together and put a positive face to Europe and let Europe know that the good people of Northern Ireland are much more than what they see with our government at Stormont. Thank you.
Well done. Kept within the minute. Well done. Henry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. You heard Martina Anderson earlier say about people who go to Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and if people go there, then all the hordes of Europe can come in here. Fact is, you can't get into those countries unless you can give a skill or an expertise. It's done on a points basis. That's what UKIP want for the United Kingdom. I honestly believe that we as a people, a united people, be a Catholic, Protestant, dissenter, whatever, be you black or white, Jewish, we don't care what you are. So long as you believe that the British way of life is something special, something that's worth preserving, then you can be one of us. And we honestly believe that whenever we get out of the European Union, we will be able to re-engineer our country, re-motivate the traditional values that we've had of engineering, of entrepreneurial spirit. So be courageous. Tina said, Don't be selfish. I honestly think if you vote for UKIP, you're voting for yourself, because you're going to get people who will represent you to their absolute best of their ability. So vote for yourselves, vote UKIP. Thank you very much.
Calvin, thank you. Finally.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all of you. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's debate. I hope you've found it revealing, and I hope you've found it interesting. I hope you've recognised how some of your candidates that are standing before you on May the 22nd are prepared to patronise you. I hope you've recognised how some people are prepared to extol the virtues of staying in a European Union of 500 million people and the economy that that brings with it, but yet also advocate that you'd be best in Northern Ireland in 6 million rather than 60 million, or United Ireland rather than the United Kingdom. I hope you've recognised how people are prepared to extol the benefits of peace funding. It's good, it's brought a lot to Northern Ireland, but the structural funds, which include peace funds in Northern Ireland, for every £1.53 you as an individual have added, you've only got £1 back. And for all of those that have wanted to encourage you to get involved in the democratic process and say that your say is important on May the 22nd, well, it's now time that you had a say on reforms that will come as a result of engagement after May the 22nd. It's important that we do that. I'll be voting for Diane Dodds. She may be half my size, but she'll stand up for you better than anyone else on this platform. I would encourage you to do the same as well. Thank you,
Gavin. Can I thank you all for your questions, for your patience, and one request before I hand over, effectively, please vote. That's the one thing I can say as an independent chairman tonight. Please vote. It is important. It's our civic duty, and we must do it. Thank you.